This is Putin, okay? Vladimir Putin. Putin has spoken about Trump becoming president and whether or not Trump could actually end the war in Ukraine. Isn't that crazy? I mean, at no point, let's just be real, at no point have we ever seen Vladimir Putin, even though we had no new wars during Trump's presidency, at no point have we seen Vladimir Putin ever even consider the possibility of ending the war in Ukraine while Biden was in office. He's never spoke on ending the war in Ukraine. He's become more steadfast. They say that wealth has now started to retrieve itself back in Russia, and that all of the little sanctions and all of the stuff that they had going on, the McDonald's that they was closing and all of that is back thriving. It's just under a new name. At no point in my personal observation of following what's been happening in the office, and I've been following the entire time since they've been in office, I have never heard Vladimir Putin even speak on the possibility of ending the war in Ukraine. But he's recently done so. Check it out.
В целом, конечно, я видел, что же отварить вот это невозможно.
In general, of course, I saw it is impossible to turn away from this. In general, I saw it's impossible to turn away from this. Listen, we going to get Ukraine, and I'm going to read the Cash App shortly too. Thank you. He said, we going to get Ukraine. Ain't no way we walking away from it. We in it now.
Можно, тем более, что Соединенные Штаты остаются великой державой с известными возможностями в сфере экономики, безопасности, в сфере военного дела. И США, член Совета Безопасности постоянный, конечно, такое влияние имеет на ситуацию на Украине.
He said, of course the United States of America has an influence on what's going on in Ukraine. So essentially we fighting a proxy war. Proxy war meaning that we not necessarily sending our troops, but we sending money, we sending funding, and we don't like what's going on with Russia. And so in order for us to fight Russia, we got to fund a war, and it's basically a war that's being fought through Ukraine. All right?
Украине, конечно, не безразлично, что там происходит. Ну, это их, собственно, внутреннее дело. Вы знаете, то, что господин Трамп как кандидат...
You know that Mr. Trump as a presidential candidate declares that he is ready...
...в президенты заявляет о том, что он... готов и хочет.
And wants to stop the war in Ukraine. So he acknowledges Trump. He don't even acknowledge Biden. That tells you everything. He won't even, he says the United States when he's referring to their involvement and what's going on in this proxy war over in Ukraine. He addresses Trump directly. He said, and Trump has indicated that he wants to stop this war in Ukraine. Now, regardless of whether or not you agree with Vladimir Putin or not, regardless of whether or not you agree with the position or whether or not we should bring troops home or whether or not we should continue to fund it and all of this stuff, the fact that he even acknowledged him, he won't even say Biden, he won't say Joe Biden, but he acknowledging that Trump wants to stop the war in Ukraine. Let's continue.
Остановить войну на Украине, мы к этому относимся.
And he said, we take this quite
seriously. Я не знаком.
I'm not familiar, of course, with his possible proposals. And how he plans to do this, I'm not familiar with what he's going to say because he's not the president of the United States right now.
Разумеется, с его возможными предложениями по поводу того, как он собирает это сделать. И это, конечно, ключевой вопрос.
And of course, this is the key question. This is how we need to come back to the negotiating table.
Но я не сомневаюсь, что он говорит это искренне.
But I have no doubt that he is saying this sincerely, and we support this. Now, again, we have no clue how sincere Vladimir Putin is. We know that this dude is a monster. He a beast. He a dog out in these streets. But he said, listen, Trump want to end this war. We don't know how he plans to do this. But I ain't got no doubt that what he is saying is sincere. And we actually support, you know what I'm saying, eventually ending this war in Ukraine. Come on, man. Come on, man. For him to publicly acknowledge Trump without him even being in office, and then to be taking Trump serious, considering that he's not even the president of the United States right now. I think that that's a big deal, personally. Now, you may not feel like it's a big deal, but I absolutely think that it's a big deal. And of course, I'm not going to just take him at his word because, you know, according to the United States of America, he's the ops. But the fact that he even acknowledged the fact that it's something that he's willing to sit down, but he won't even acknowledge Biden by name is insane. Is insane. Furthermore, as far as what's going on with Trump, the biggest news that they have going on is not whether or not they want to end the war in Ukraine and whether or not he was acknowledged by Vladimir Putin, but it's whether or not Trump is going to pick one of three candidates or whether he's narrowed his candidates down and who his vice presidential pick is going to be. Shout out to Tanisha. I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly. Take a look.
We've got 1 week to go until the Republican National Convention, and the Trump campaign says that a VP pick could be announced at any time.
This time next Monday, we will know who President Trump has selected as his running mate for the 2024 election.
California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa joins us now from Capitol Hill. Congressman, it's great to have you today. Thank you for being here. Want to know who you think the former president will choose and what he needs to add to his ticket and why?
Well, thank you, Jackie, and thanks for having me on. The fact is, President Trump doesn't need anyone to win. He's ahead in the polls. What he needs, though, is he needs a vice president who can be prepared to be president on day one. That's the reason that his final three candidates that are being floated.
Let's look at these people real quick, y'all. Governor Burgum, Senator Rubio. I don't see anybody up there that I think is actually the person that I want to be the vice president. These are all of the contenders according to the news. Now, Trump is keeping this close to the vest. Actually, I do see a couple people that I like. Senator Vance, Senator Scott, Senator Cotton, Senator Scott, Rep. Donalds. I like Donalds. Representative Stefanik, Dr. Carson. I love Dr. Ben Carson. That dude is a monster. Governor Youngkin and former Secretary Pompeo. Where's Vivek? Where's Vivek Ramaswamy at? I think that Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be a part of Trump's cabinet if he wins for president of the United States of America, regardless of whether or not he becomes vice president whatsoever. But I do like Donalds. I like Dr. Carson. Pompeo, Rubio, Senator Scott. A lot of people don't like the fact that he over there talking to a baby mama white woman, but that ain't got nothing to do with me. I think you should go with whoever it is that you should rock with. But I do like Donalds and I do like Carson. And I think that he probably going to go with some other. You got to go with somebody that's colored, right? They say black and brown is colored now. You got to go with somebody that's colored now in order to reach the black audience. That's going to be the swing vote, especially for the women. So
are all exactly that. They're people who are well respected, that we know could take over the job if necessary. But also, quite frankly, President Trump used his former vice president heavily to launch the Space Force and for other jobs. And I would expect he'll do the same with this vice president. The conventional wisdom always is that the vice president has to bring a state. In the case of President Trump, that's not necessary.
Yeah. And Congressman, I guess it's a little bit tough because who knows at this point who former President Trump may be facing. So I got to ask you, I mean, what a day to come back from the holiday recess. I can only imagine the chatter is very loud in those halls there. So what's it like right now on Capitol Hill with everything that's going on?
Well, everybody's opened up the Constitution, looked at the 25th Amendment thoroughly because it's being bantied around by our Democrat colleagues as likely at this point because of the fact that the president, as he has not been for most of the 3.5 years, isn't capable of being the commander in chief. However, to answer your question, look, we're going to face the Biden-Harris team. We're going to face a Democrat Party who likes the way things have been done the last 3.5 years and will campaign on the record of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And that's what President Trump is running against. That's what he's coming to office to quite frankly, roll back to the Trump agenda that worked so well, that gave us the best economy we'd had and the lowest gas prices in decades.
You mentioned,
I think that My biggest, the thing that has impressed me the most is Donald Trump is almost like an anomaly. In my lifetime, this is not something that I've ever seen before. And the reason that it's something that I haven't seen before, regardless of whether or not you like him or not, or whether or not you're going to vote for him or not, at the very least, you got to acknowledge that He has been running this entire campaign with no vice presidential candidate, with no potential pick whatsoever. Think about it like this. Not only does he not have a vice presidential candidate, on top of that, he never even attended any of the Republican debates. He never attended any of the Republican debates. While they was over there arguing amongst each other and trying to figure it out, and we were celebrating Vivek Ramaswamy from routing them and absolutely washing them in the Republican debates, Trump never showed up. He was on a golf course. He was on his jet. He was dealing with all of these lawsuits. He was flying back and forth, only for him to be able to get immunity anyway. And then he's been doing his whole thing while Kamala Harris is crisscrossing one side of the country and Biden is crisscrossing the other side of the country, and they trying to drum up votes and they going to the NAACP and all of this. Donald Trump has been running this by himself. He has been doing the entire thing. I've never seen this in my entire life, to where one man with no vice presidential pick has been routing the entire field the entire time. Never seen it in my entire life. If he wins this election, and I think it's important for us to pay attention to this, because a lot of times now we're all just saying, oh, Biden is old. I think that that's one of the things that they depended on, is for us to fall asleep at the wheel. They want us to get lax. They want us to get relaxed. They want us to stop advocating. They want us to stop donating. They want us to stop campaigning. They want us to not pay attention to it. They want us to stop covering it so that there can be an overwhelming swell of support, because when people feel like they're under duress, then ultimately what they do is they all mobilize. But when they're not mobilizing and you get comfortable and you get sleep at the wheel, that's how an election gets stolen, in my personal opinion. So that is what's happening with Trump. Over.